Today's year is Mesila Tom Tidak Vitas, sponsored by the Shimon family, Zecha Nishmas, Yisrael, Isser, Ben Tzio, Ben Yaakov. The Yortzeit was yesterday. The Shamash Avon Aliyah. So we're in the middle. We had discussed the case of Simonim. So now the Gemara tells us a story, something, a little story of what happened with Simonim. So last, fourth to last word on Yud Chesam base. Rabbi Bar Rachana. Now we switch to the test. So Rabbi Bar Rachana, Irkus Legita Be Midrasha. Rabbi Bar Rachana, Rashi says, was a shliach with it for a get, and he went to the base medrash. I guess before he went to deliver the get, he went to learn. And the Irkus Legita Be Midrasha, and he lost the get in the base medrash. He just lost it. It's a big base medrash, and he lost it. And the Bnei Yeshiva found it. So now he wants them to return it, but you can't return an item without proper identification. So what happens? So Amar Rabbi Rachana says to the Bnei Yeshiva, "Isimana, if you require that I have to give simanim, we're talking about regular simanim, not real strong simanim, but just some regular simanim. Isimana, then isle begavei. I have some simanim on the get, and X, Y, and Z is the simon. E tvius ena. If all you need for me is that to be tvius ena, meaning that a recognition, I recognize the names, I recognize the print, it's the recognition of the item. I'm not exactly sure what the definition, the difference between a simon and tvius ayin is, but it seems to be a major. I guess tvius ayin is a passing recognition that this is mine, as opposed to a simon telling you that there's a hole on top of the kuf on the fourth line or something like that. Okay, so e simana is begabe. I have simanim. The tvius ayna, and if you're worried about you need tvius ayna, I have tvius ayna also is begabe. And what happens? Hadur nilei. The Bnei Yeshiva returned the get to Rabbi Bar Rachana. So Amar, he said back. He was talking. Rabbi Bar Rachana says, "Lo yadani imishum simani hadur nilei. I'm not sure whether they returned it to me because I gave the simanim. Vikasavri, and they hold simanim midoraisa." And they hold that simanim is good enough to return and evade the midaraisa. We'll get to that in a second. Or they return it to me because of tvius ena. And dafka they return it to me because of tvius ena, because I'm a tzur midarabanan. But stam people, we don't return items based on tvius ena. So what's going on? So imishum tvius ena durinilei. Did they return to me? Sorry, imishum simana durinilei. Did they return to me because of simanim, and they held that simanim are deoraisa. So Tosaf points out, is simanim deoraisa? If simanim is machlokas, and we'll get to it. I guess more in the second parish. Machlokas with the simanim work midoraisa midorabanan. Meaning derabanan midoraisa. If you have a simon, midoraisa goes back to you. Or is it, no, midraisa it's not work, but midrabanan, we said have to raise the hefker, if you have a simon, it goes back to you. So there would be a chiluk then between mamonos and isurim, by gittin. Because you're not going to be matar and ashes is off of the rabbanan. So that's what Tosas points out. Simanam deraisa, is simanam deraisa, then beget nami mahadrinan. Then also with the get, simanam deraisa, then even for a deraisa case by get, you can return it based on the simanim. The is simanam derabanan, but if simanam are only midrabanan, and hefker. Then that's because of hefker, beis, and hefker, because basically it determines whose is whose. And they'll say, oh, simon is enough to take it out and put it into somebody else's rishus. But midaraisu, we need edim, or a real strong simon, a simon muvak. We'll just have to, when we get to it later in the Masechta, to figure out the differences between a simon sheinu muvak and a simon muvak. But the get, if that's the case, the get, nami de iserhu, lo mahadrin el besimon muvak. Then a get, which would be Isser, if simanim the Eino Muvak only work with Rabbanan, then a get, which is Isser, would require a Simon Muvak, and that would not be able to work with and that's why, if they held that simanim were only the Rabbanan, then they were returning it to Rabbi Bar Rachana because of Tvius Eino. Okay? Now, next Tosfos points out, we said that Tvius Eino works by a Tzurim Rabbanan, but it doesn't work by non-Tzurim Rabbanan. So Tosfos points out, second Tosas, with Farish Rabbeinu Tam, the Am Aretz Nami Islay Tvius Einam. It's not that an Am Aretz doesn't have the capacity to do Tvius Einam. It's a weird thing. I don't think we see anywhere that that Manus is based on whether you're Am Aretz or not. I mean, maybe by Truma or something like that, we do Rabbanan. I don't know. With Farish Rabbeinu Tam, the Am Aretz Nami Islay Tvius Einam, the Amar Perak Get Pashut, the reason why we don't return it here is because we're not going to believe the Amaritz, because the Amaritz doesn't want people to look at him askew that he lost to get. So that is it's It's an interesting machlokas. So after that, it's like we say that tfias ena only works if somebody else found it. Tfias ena won't work if somebody else found it for an amen aretz. What if the shliach himself is an amen aretz? The shliach himself says I lost it, and the shliach himself finds it with tfias ena. Do we believe him? So most rishonim say, and it brings out a tosis and gittin that say yeah, because you have in that case the amen aretz. It's not that they don't have tfias ayin. We don't believe them. But here, if he himself he lost it and he himself found it, then we have a Migo. Migo who would have said, I never lost it to begin with. No one would have known the difference.
It's only that he puts him, this is a person that he trusts more than anybody else.
But why would we trust him?
I don't know. You have it in Lashon Hara all the time.
Yeah.
If he's sending something in front of a buddy, it's considered something, you know, they have, I don't know,
but usually two Adim, sort of.
That's not a bump, two Adim.
Right, so what's the difference? That's the good. Okay. Alright, so that's the, So Tosfos and Gittin points out that if the Shliach himself finds it, then he has the Migo, because he could have said that I never lost it to begin with. Okay. It's interesting. So over here, it seems to be saying that it's either or. Whether it was either because of Simanim or because of Tfias Ayin. The Rambam has an interesting Shita. The Rambam says that even if the Shliach finds it, then, he's not Neman until he brings Simanim. He has to have Simanim and Tfias Ayin. I don't know, it's an interesting Shita of the Rambam. Okay. So go weiter now. Gufa. We learned previously, that Matzah get Isha Bashuk. Okay, so we had a Brisa that said, if someone finds a woman's get in the marketplace, so what's the din? Bizman Shabal Mode, if the Baal is Mode, that he already divorced his wife. Right, Yashul Isha. So we return the get to the woman. Ain Baal Modeh, but if the Baal is not Modeh, right? He said, I didn't divorce her. So then, Lo Yashul, Lo Lazeh, Lo Lazeh. You don't return to either of them. So Gemara says, nevertheless, what we see, Bizmach Baal Modeh, Mia, Yashul Isha. If the Baal is Modeh, we return it to the woman. The Lechosh. Why should we return it to the woman? The Lechosh. We should be Choshesh. Shema Kasav Lite Mechodesh Nisan. Maybe he wrote the get to give it to her in Chodesh Nisan. It's dated in Chodesh Nisan. V'lo Nasam La Chodesh Atishrei. Shema Kasav Lite Ben Nisan. V'lo Nasam La Atishrei. They didn't give it to her till Tishrei. So what happens now? V'azav Baal Zavin Peirim Nisan Atishrei. So there are all these Dinech Seimolog in the marital estate. And in between this time period, right, he wrote it in Nisan, then give it her to Tishrei. So it belongs to him. The Nichsei Melug belonged to him till the divorce. So maybe he went ahead and he sold these Nichsei Melug in a 6-month period, and he got money from it. Umafke Ligita, and now she brings out a get, the Kasa ben Nisan, that says she was divorced in Nisan, right? Says she was divorced in Nisan, but Ase the Mitchuk Lekukos Lokadin, and then she'll say, listen, I was divorced in Nisan, when my husband sold you from in Nisan, Iran, Sirim, all those 6-month period, it didn't belong to him. It belonged to me because we were divorced already. So therefore, you have to give me back what you bought from my husband because that was mine. I didn't sell it to you. It wasn't a valid sale. So and that should be Shalokadim because really she was only divorced in Tishrei. So why are you returning to get to her? You have this potential chash that maybe it was given to her later than was actually written in the Shtar. So the Gemara says, Hani chalamad amar kevan shenosan einav legarsha shun ein labal peiros shapir. Is a machlokas about nixei melug as to when the husband loses the rights of nixei melug. So one man d'amar says only when at the time of divorce. One man d'amar says kevan shenosan einav legarsha. Right when the baal has das that he wants to divorce her. Right at that moment he loses the rights for nixei melug. So if that's the case, then shapir. Then it's fine because then if he wrote to get a nisan. That's when he decided he wanted to divorce her. So then he loses the Nixei Melug, and therefore the woman's right. She should be getting all the produce back that was sold from Nisan through Tishrei. It was hers to begin with. And it belonged to the husband. El Lamanda Amr Yesh Labal Peiros Ad Shas Nisina. But according to my Amr, who says that the Baal has the rights to the Nixei Melug up until the point where the get is actually delivered, Michael Mamer. What are we supposed to do here? Why are we returning the get to her? We have the shash that maybe she's going to collect from this Nixei Melug that was sold in the meantime, Shalokadin. So the Gemara says, no, because Ki Asin L'mitrach, when she will come and say, you know what, I want that, the quote, Nixei Melug back, because what my husband sold was invalid, we tell her, Amrina La Aite Raya Imas Matagit L'yodach. You have to bring a raya as to not only you have to show that you have the get, you have to bring a raya as to when you receive the get. We're not going to believe you until until you, we're not going to leave you until you bring a proof as to when the get came into your hands.
The
Nifsei Malog, whatever the Nifsei Malog are. The fruits, whatever he's selling, the Nifsei Malog. It's actually going afterwards. He's saying it wasn't even a valid sale. It's a Mechel Tos to begin with. If it didn't belong to the husband, what's he selling? I can't sell your jacket. It's not mine. He can't sell that. It's not his. He doesn't have any rights to it. She gets paid back. That other guy will deal with the husband. You know, he'll get paid back from the husband. It was an invalid sale. Nothing to do with Lukukos. So, just to point out here, we've said it a bunch of times with other Magid Shurim about the Shema Nasav Eino Legarsha. Right, so there's a famous, there's a Shita of the Rashbam brings down, right? I think it's the Rashbam, and it's a Yamshel Shlomo. Right, what happens if the husband and wife are fighting? They're about, you know, there's Ketata between them, and then the wife dies. The husband has to sit Shiva for the wife. So the Rashbam, the Yamshel Shlomo in the second parak of Gittin, Siman Dalet, makes a chiddush in Hilchos Aveilos. In that case, there's no shiva. The Shema Nasav Ein Lagarsha means that the divorce process already had started. And he said the Rashbam in Bava Basra and Kufman Bava Beis says that the Baal wants to divorce his wife, and he writes a get, but it's before Gerishin, and she dies, then the Baal's not Yorisher. The Baal's not Yorisher. There's a shita, and that Rav Shechter and Eretz Hatzvi brings the whole down the Mahalas. There's a shita that says that there's two parts of Gerishin. There's two parts of Eishes Ish. There's Eishes Ish that she's my Eishes Ish, and there's Eishes Ish that she's Asura L'Kul Alma. So when the get is given, both parts fall out. These people hold that the divorce process begins. The divorce process begins when Shema Nasav Einu L'Garsha. So the first part, the Eishes that she's Asura L'Kul Alma still exists until Gittin, but that she's mine, that she belongs to me, that we have the relationship. That ends as soon as you start writing the get, or as soon as Shema Nasav Einu L'Garsha, that part falls away, and maybe according to the Yamshel Shlomo and according to the Rishbam, certain aspects of the marriage fall away when that part of the tradition falls away as well.
Yeah, but if he's still supporting her, well, that she works for it, should come back. I mean, common sense, right?
But why? It's they're saying that she
stops supporting her.
The reason why he has to support her is a takana de rabbanan also. So now, so just because he's doing it anyway doesn't mean he had to.
Why did she give him the
because the rabbanan said that he has to support her. When the rabbanan say that when the rabbanan don't say he has to support her, she doesn't have to give him. He's supporting her anyway. I don't know. That's, he's doing it. He doesn't have to. The reason is because the rabbanan told him to. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we just said when the woman comes to collect it, when the woman comes to collect from the Nixay Malog, we ask her to bring a proof. She can't claim until she brings a proof as to when the get when it came into her hands. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference between that and Shtar Chov? Umayshna Mishtari Chov, the Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah on Yud Beis, much of Shtari Chov, you found Shtari Chov in the street. Im Yesh Ben Achrayis Nechasim, if there are Achrayis Nechasim in there, Lo Yachsir, you don't return it. Right, well, Kimno, we established that in the Gemara, that Mishnah is talking about, Kishachayev Amode, even if the Lovim agrees that he didn't pay back. Right, and what was the reason why we didn't return it? The Mishum Shema, again, the same reason, Mishum Shema Kasav Livos Menisan, Velo Lava Tishrei, maybe he wrote to Shtar Chov Menisan, he didn't lend the money until Tishrei, the Katarach Lukukos Shlokadin, and then the Mavla now would be Gove Lukukos Shlokadin, Gove Lukukos that was sold from Nisan to Tishrei. Right here we're talking about Lukukos. We're not talking about something. The Gova Lukukos shall look it in. So the Gemara says, why is that a problem? Hasam Nami Lahadar. Right, let's return it to the Malva when the Lovid admits. The key Asim Lemitrov, and when the Malva comes now to be Torah Lukukos, namely Iti Raya, he must want to start Kov Liyadach. Bring a Raya. Just like by the get, bring a Raya. By the start Kov, bring a Raya as to what you got when you got it. So we have to worry about the Lukukos in between. Okay? Okay, so that Tosos points out that it's only by the right. Tosos says the last Tosos on the page, Bishar Gittin lower meaning came to Mistama B'yom Shenicht of Nimsar Avalod and Nafal Isra, because we have a case where it fell. So we have already there's a doubt. So once we have the doubts, that's when you put all these things in. But Stama's lie, we never heard that this thing fell. We never heard anything about it. Tosos points out, and Mistama, it was written and given on the same day. Right. Because if you lose it, then why usually don't people lose stars? These are important things. You don't lose. They weren't careful with it. So they weren't honest with it. Why was this get lost? That's the chash. That's what Tosfos is pointing out. So the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between get Isha and Shtarkov. Amri, they would, the yeshiva answered, there's a chiluk between the two. Hacha, gabe get Isha. When it comes to get Isha, asi lokeach v'tava, the lokeach will have, this is what, trying to be umdasim, what the lokeach would think. The lokeach will say, Amar, hata hadruna nihili rabbanan lagita, what's the reason why the rabbanan gave her get back? What's the reason they gave the get back? Mishun delota agim v'seisiv. They don't want her to be an aguna. They want her to be able to be free and go. So what's on the rabbanan's mind is that they should, that she should be divorced in order to avoid her being an aguna, right? Mishun delota agim v'seisiv. Hashda the kaasi lemitrof. But now that she wants to collect the money, teisiv v'seisiv raya emas matangit liyada. Let her bring a raya when it came. Meaning the only reason why the guy the lokeach is saying, they didn't give you the get back because it's a raya for what belongs to you, what doesn't belong to you. They gave you the get, so you'd be divorced. It doesn't matter if you're divorced in Nisan or Tishrei. Right now, we want to make sure that you're divorced. It's nothing to do with monetary issues. But halcha gabi shtarchov. But when they return to shtarchov, what's the reason that they return to shtarchov? Halcha gabi shtarchov. Lo asi lokeach v'tava, right? Mehajuna nehile rabbanu shtarchov. Shita lemai helkos hajuna nehile lemitrofu. When the lokeach buys the karka from the lova after the time that the star is written, he's not going to come in his mind that he would have to bring a raya. It would not come onto his mind that the person who comes have to bring a raya, because he says the whole reason why the rabbanan returned to Shtarchov is in order for lukuchos. The Rashba asks, what are you talking about? Maybe they returned to Shtarchov just to prove that the loan took place. So the Rashba answers, if you want to just prove that the loan took place, you don't have to return to Shtarchov. The Shtarchov has other issues. You can just write a new star. You can write some sort of shover. You can write some sort of receipt, some adrafta. You can write something else in order to make sure that the loan still exists. You don't have to return this actual Shtarchov. Why they return this actual Shtarchov that has the dates in it? The only reason is because to say that you would go over Lukuchos on the date that's written in. Right? And if they return it to him, right, if they've returned to him, that means the Rabbanim believe everything. So therefore, in this instance with Shtarchov, we're worried about the lukuchos in between. But by the get, but then therefore you were worried about it. Then you can't say, you know, just bring a raya matu Shtarchov liyodaf. But by the get, you say matu raya when you got the get, because the guy never had in mind that the monetary issue in mind. Only had the get issue in mind, because the only reason why they gave it a get was to make sure that she's divorced. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah said, "Matzah shichurei avadim." Right? If you found, you know, shtaros of emancipation documents in the street, don't return them. So Tana Rabbanan, right? There's a brisa that says, "Matzah shtar shichur." If you find a star shichur bashuk, so bizman sharav moda, if the master is moda that he already emancipated the slave, then yachsir le'eved, we can return that star to the eved. Ain harav moda, if the master does not admit that he freed up the slave, lo yachsi lo lezeh lo lezeh. You don't return it to either one. You don't return it. So the Gemara says, but nevertheless you see, bisman sharav moda, the time that if the rav is moda, mi yachsi lo eved, you should return it to the eved. So the Gemara says, amai, why should we do that? We have a chash here also. Nechus shema kasav litein lo bin nisan. Let's be choshish that the Baal wrote the star in Nisan, right? V'lo nasan lo ad Tishrei, and he didn't write it, and he didn't give it to the Eved till Tishrei, meaning that Eved's not freed until Tishrei. He would belong to the owner during that whole 6 month interval, and therefore anything that the Eved bought, it's Yad Eved to Yad Rabo. That's the key point, right? So what happened in that 6 month period? V'azol adad v'kana nichsin minisna Tishrei. During that 6 month interval, the Eved bought property. He bought items, right? V'azol harav. So now kol mashakana Eved kana Rabo. So what happens during that 6 month period? V'azol rav is abinu, right? And the Rav then went ahead and took that stuff, and he sold those nechassim to Steve. He sold those nechassim. Umapikli shichur. Now the Eved is going to pull out a star shichur, and the kasev in Nisan, and it's dated in Nisan, the katar of lukuchos shalokadin. Now he's going to walk over to Steve and say, you know what? That stuff that my master sold to you wasn't his to begin with. It was mine. He sold it to you in ER. I was freed in Nisan. I bought it in Nisan. It's mine. He's going to go over to shalokadin. So why aren't we choshish for that? Why are we?
The master sold Eved.
Yeah. That's the chash. The Eved bought it. The master sold it. Why did the Eved complain about it in Nisan as opposed to waiting until Tishrei?
The worst case scenario, the Baal was Gazal, was Kohen, and took it into his possession. And he sold it.
The Baal was Gazal, and he had a Shinoi Rishus. Okay, but he still, someone has to...
They sold it.
Right.
It's a good opinion.
It's a good question. No, you hear me nothing. The Baal, in this case, it belonged to the Eved. The Baal sold it, which means he stole it. And the other guy is Kohen Bishin and Rishus. Why do you have to return it? No, let's say it's not land. Let's say it's metatlon.
Well, wait a minute. But he thought that it's still an Eved, right? The pastor thought he's still an
Eved. No, he gave the shtar, or he didn't give the shtar. Either it's his and it's good, or he gave the shtar, shechur, and it's... He knows it's stealing. He knows.
Yeah, he's the one who gives the shtar.
Do you need yeish here or no? You don't need yeish by shina rishos, do you?
You need both, no?
Do you need yeish, or maybe you have yeish, maybe that's why. Do you need yeish? I don't know. It's a good question, I don't know.
Those two people don't see it, know the truth.
What? I know, we're talking about Shosha over here.
So yes, I'm going to yeish.
What?
If he really knows that he was, then, if he really knows that he was the owner, then
so, if he really knows that he's the owner of the property.
And then he knows it was stolen. He knows it was taken.
Right.
So how do you say he doesn't have yeish?
Because he's going to fight in court. If something's mine that's stolen, I think I'm going to get it back. I don't have to have yeish right away when it's stolen. The question is whether you need yeish here. I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
No, but we can't.
We're not talking about actual lukuchos of being in the chasam shibatim. Here we're talking about the actual stuff that was stolen. It was an invalid sale. The same question you had before.
Yeah, you can go after
again, in the case that we're talking about over here, without his question, we're talking about he took them the chasim and he sold it. It was an invalid sale because it didn't belong to you. It's not the regular lechukah. It's the same question you had before. It's a good question. I didn't see anybody talk about it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hanicha, this is all good. This is fine and dandy. Lemanda Amar, Zechus hu le'ebet sheyotzi mitachas rabba lecheiris, ukedabaye da Amar eda b'chasumos of zachimah. This works, according to the Manda Amar, says there's a machlokas whether it's a zechus or a chov for an ebet to go free. So according to Manda Amar, says it's a chus for the Eved to go free. Plus you add Abaye Shitu says that the Edim, when they sign it, they're Zochin on behalf of the Edim are Zochin the past on behalf of the Eved, of Zochin Shalom Shloba Fanov. So then Shapir. Then this all makes sense. Why would this make sense? Because according to the Sfarah, the second the Edim signed on the get that was written in Nisan, it really did belong to the Eved, and therefore the fields, the items did belong to the Eved, and he's not being Torah Shloka Din, it's really his. Because it was his from day one, because he was free from day one. But El Lamanda Amar Chovu Ebet Shiotzim Mitachas Gad Rabba Lecheres. That's a chov for the Ebet to go to leave. Rashi says, what's the chov? It's a hefsed, because if he's a Kohen, if he's ever a Kohen, he's passes him in the Truma. Or if he's ever Yisrael, he likes the hefker life. He doesn't. Now he only can have a Bas Yisrael. Beforehand, he's not limited anymore. Rashi says, Imshel Yisrael Ostro B'Shifa Kananis the Zilei Ushchichalei Upritzalei. He likes all these things. He likes the preacher's life. So maybe if it's a chov for him, so then he didn't go free when it was written in Nisan. And then what, so Ma'ikal Nema, what can we do here? Why aren't we choshish for this possible trickery? So Gemara says that he asli le mitrof, the same thing by a get. Compare the get the shichur and the get ish is the same thing. That he asli le mitrof amrinon le. We say aiti raya imas mata shichul yodach. Bring a raya as to when it actually came into your hands. Because, again, the point of the get and the get shichur is more to make sure that they're free. It doesn't have the monetary issues. Make sure that they're free. So if you want to now collect with it, bring a raya as to when it came to your hand. Only have to bring this raya again if we have a chash to start to begin with, meaning a star that fell. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, daitiki, matana, whatever, daitiki, a matana, that's also lo yachsir. So Tana Rabbanan. So what's a daitiki? Ezuhi daitiki. What's a daitiki? A daitiki says da tehei lemekam lehayos. Basically, it's a matnos shchiv mira. From here, this tzava should be to you. When it's your inmates nechas of a ploni. So if I die, it belongs to ploni. It's a start from a matnos shchiv mira. A few things we have to remember about matnos shchiv mira. Number one is you don't need a kinyan. Matnos shchiv mira. Number two, it only becomes valid if the guy actually dies. If the guy ends up living. Or no, is no longer Shemira, it's no good. Amat Shemira also, he can be Choser. He can say, I'm going to give this guy the stuff, and when he's still Shemira, flip it over to the other guy, and that works also. Again, because you don't need a Kenyan for it, so he has the ability to move it from one to the other. Okay. So that's what a daitiki is. What's a matana? The Bryce says matana is kol shekasu bo meyom la'achar misa. Any shtar that's written in it that it belongs to you from today la'achar misa. I mean, the guy owns the orchard. It belongs to you. You get the produce from today, and you only own it until achar misa. You can split the kinyan papers, the kinyan goof. You can split it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. A matana is only shtar matana. Alma ik siva meyom la'achar misa. Who the kani e lo lo kani? The only way you can be koneh matana. You think a shtar matana is if you write meyom la'achar misa. And what if you wanted to give him everything today? That doesn't work as a matana. Of course it works as a matana. So what's your star matana? So Amar Avai, Avai says, Hachik Amar. This is what the Bryce means to say. Ezuhi matnas bari, shehi ke matnas shribira. What type of gift given by a healthy person is similar to the daitiki, which we say was a matnas shribira? What's the similar case? A case would be a gift that only that has effects only upon death. Right? Like the matnas shribira only has effect upon the death. Ezuhi, the lo kani el achar misa. So again, Amar Baye, Hachik Amar, Ezumat Nuzbari, Shehi, Kemat Nashkrim, Ra, Delo Kani, El Achar Misa, Kol Shekasuva, Meyom El Achar Misa. Anything that's written from today, any Shtar Matana says from Meyom El Achar Misa, just like a Man Nashkrim, Ra has effect upon the demise of the giver, so too this Matana of Abari has effects upon his demise. Okay? That's what it says. Now we just explained what a Daitiki is and what a Matana is. Okay? Now the Gemara goes back to the din of our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if he found Stari Daitiki or Stari Matana, then Lo Yaksir, right? And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said there, was the Chashash, maybe La Achar Shekasav HaNosei in a Stari Matana, Nimlefon Nosan. Maybe the Chashash is that maybe he wrote it, he wrote the Stari Matana, he decided not to give it to him, and then we found it later. So I mean, he never really gave the Stari Matana. He lost it and it was found by somebody else. If we return it to the Makabel, then he's going to have a Raya to a Matana that was never given to him. So the reason why we don't return the star, the lo amar tnu, because the nosein didn't say the words tnu. He didn't agree. He didn't say tnu. Mashma, ha amar tnu, had the nosein said, you know what, give it, I really did give it to him, then hi amar tnu, then nosein, then we would give the star to the mekavel. So that's the thing. Our Mishnah stands for the fact that if a star matana is lost, and the notion says tnu, we would give it to the Mikado. And he would therefore would have the raya. But Riminu, we have a stira from a Brisa, right? Riminu, Matza Daitikaos, Apotikios, right? He found a Daitikios, the Daitik, or Apotikios, a star that writes that Apotiki, that this is going to be the collecting what you can collect from. Or Matanos, Vimatanos, and he found Star Matanos, Ap Apisha Shnehen Modin. Even if both of them admit that that the star belongs to one of them. Lo yachsir, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. We don't return it. So even if they admit, even if the notion says tnu, we don't return it, which is a smack against our mission, the diuk in our Mishnah, which is tnu, which says you do return it. So we have to figure out what's the chiluk between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Again, our Mishnah we infer that if the notion says tnu, you give it to the Mikado. The Braisa is clear as day that even if they both admit, you don't return it lo zeh. So even if he says tnu, you don't return it to the Mikado. So what's the chiluk? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Memo Lokasha. Amar Bar Memo says it's not a kasha. Ha Bivari. One's dealing with the case of that the star written was a star matana of a bari. It was a healthy person who wrote the star matana, right? Because when you write a star shrimera, you write certain things in the star to make it known that it's a star shrimera. What it says the words kidekatzi of irami ba'arsi. I'm chole and I'm lying on my deathbed. So one of them is a star written by a healthy person. If it's written by a healthy person, in that instance, is the price, so we don't return it, even if they both admit. Vaha, in our Mishnah, which is Mashna, that the notion says tnu, we return it, that's talking about a case of a star matana of a star shrimera. Now the Gemara is going to go on now and explain what the difference is between the two cases. And the Ritva points out again, and I think it's pretty clear also, that the next big chunk of Gemara is not really Gemara. Again, it's from a Yehuda Gon. I think this is one of the few times I've seen, not that I've seen all of Shas and remember it, but I don't recall seeing a Gemara that we have in Bava Metzia, which the Gemara gives like a perish as to what's going on. Usually you would say, Habi Bari, Habi Shkrimira, period, and then we go to the Rishonim to figure out what's going on. Now here the Gemara goes and explains what the chiluk is between Matnas Bari and Matnas Shkrimira, and it's very verbose, and it's like a perish almost. It reads like a perish, so the Ritva says that this is a perish, it's the perish of Rabbi Huda Gon. Nevertheless, it's on the daf, so we gotta read it. So the Gemara explains, how does it work? Masnisim de Katani, our Mishnah that we learned, Ha'omer Tnu Nosnin, that if you say, if the Nosin says Tnu, we give it to the Makabel, what's that dealing with? That's B'Shchiv Meira. That's a Matna Shchiv Meira. The Var Midderhu, because the din is that the Shchiv Meira can be chosen from the Matana even after he gave the Shtar to the Makabel. Right? So therefore, if he says Tnu, right? Therefore, if the Nosin says Tnu, we give it to him, because the Amrina, because we say, what's the Chash? Ma Ikla Meimer. What are we going to say? Dilma Kosva Meikar Lahai. Maybe originally, okay, we can have Reuven is the first guy, Shimon's the second guy, and we have the sick guy. So maybe the sick guy originally wrote it to give it to Reuven. Dilma Kosva Meikar Lahai, and originally he wrote the Matana to the person who's in the star. The Imloch. And then he had Charata, and he was Choserbo. Vilo Yehovah Nile. And he didn't return, and he didn't give him the star Matana. And then he wrote the Star Matana for Shimon, and he gave it to Shimon. But Hashta Kahadar be Mehuda Havanile, and now he's Choser from the Nesina to Shimon. He's allowed to. He's a Shchiv Meira. So now he's Choser, right? So what's the case? E b'matnas bari Yahavile. It's very confusing. Okay. E b'matnas bari Yahavile. If we're going to be Choser, that maybe, right? That maybe after he wrote the Star Matna Shchiv Meira, he was Choser, and he gave the Matana to the second guy when he was Bari, right? So he wrote one star, then he gave the Star Matana to the second guy. So let's say he gave the Star Matana to the second guy when he was healthy, right? He gave one to the second guy when he was healthy, right? Then less Leip Seda. We're not going to have a Hefseid. Why? Because you can see in the star whether it was a Matna Shlimi or a Matna Zbari. So there wouldn't be a Hefseid. The Chinapka Tarte, when both of these stars come to Beis Din, Basrai Huzachi, the second one is going to win, the Hadar Bei Mikamaisa, because the Zman of the second star is afterwards, so we see that it was written after the first one. So you see that he had Charata, and he's allowed to have Charata when he was a Shlimi. He retracted. And now he gave Matana to somebody else, right? And even Matana Shlimi Ranami of Nilile. And if it's a, so therefore we turn it to the first guy. What's the difference? The second guy is not going to lose anything. Even if Reuven has a star, Shimon's going to win with his star. Even Matana Shlimi Ranami of Nilile. And even if he wrote the star to Shimon when he was still a Shlimi Meira, Nami Nilile, you also should give it back to Reuven. Because less may pseida, you're not going to have a hefseid because the second guy's not losing anything. The basraisa zachi here, basraisa means the first guy. He's going to win it. The kahadar may become isa because return the star because Reuven now has the star. He wins anyway because it's both of them were manas shlimira. Originally, I wanted to give it to Reuven. I'm not giving it to Reuven. I'm giving it to Shimon. Then he found a star that says Reuven. And I said, give it to Reuven. Why? Because I was allowed to. What's the chash? It belongs to Reuven. I had Tarata. I said, belongs to Reuven. Because I'm still a Shlimeira. I can now give it to. I say, Tnu back to Reuven. It belongs to Reuven. So either case, by Matna Shlimeira, the second guy is not losing anything. Either A, because he'd win. Or B, the second case, it wouldn't be his to begin with anyway. So he's not losing anything. That is our Mishnah. It says, Tnu, you can return it. But Kika Tani Bebraisa. But when the Braisa says that you don't, Apo Pisha Shnei Modim, Lo Yachshin, Lo Lozeh, Lo Lozeh, what's that talking about? That's talking about Staros of Abari. That's Bibari, the Lav Bar Mahadarhu. You can't be Choser by the Matana that you write in the star by Abari. So what happens? Even if you say Tnu, right, the Amrina and Dilma Kasa Lahai Meikara. Maybe originally he wrote the star for Reuven. Imlach. And then he had Charata and he didn't, Velo Yahavilei, and he didn't give it to him. Bahadar Kasvi the Inish Achmin of Yahavilei. And then he wrote another star Matana to Shimon and he gave it to him. Bahashtak, Ahadar Be Mehud Yahavilei. And now he wants to have Ches Charata. He doesn't want Shimon to have it. He wants Reuven to have it. Right? So, the Sovereign, he says in his Das, I can't retract from it. I can't take the Matana back. So therefore, he says to Bezin, he says, no, I gave the star to Reuven based on the date that's in here. It says I gave it in Nisan. I gave it to him. And therefore, Bezin should return it, right? The Analahaya Hafta. Right, v'nahadru nehilik sava, and therefore Basin should return the star, right? And then kiheche dechimapik haksava the kadim zachabehu. And then what's going to happen? The first guy's going to pick up the star, and he's going to win. But it shouldn't have been his to begin with. It shouldn't have been his because he already gave it to Shimon. He already gave it to the second guy. So if Basin returns the predated star to the first guy, he's going to take it shalokadin because it already belongs to the Shimon. Right? So therefore, even if he says Tnu, we have to worry about. El Amrinamay, so what do we say to him? What is based and tell this guy? Again, this is all the case where star was lost. It's not right, star staros. So El Amrinamay, Ana Haksava lo Yibnei Lahai. We are not going to give this star that was found to the first guy. Because maybe Michta Katafta, maybe you wrote the star for the first guy. Nia lo Yahatanile, but you didn't give it to him. The Yahatul Inishachrin, and then you gave the Matan to somebody else. The Kahadarta Bey, and now you have Karata about that. So Ilo Yahatul Inishachrina, Kaboy is the taste of Lahai. So kizle hashtag sabachwina. So if what you're saying is really true, that you never gave it to a second person, right? The second person is obviously not here yet. You never gave it to a second person, then what we're going to tell you to do? So you know what you want to do? Just write a star now to the first guy. You write a star now for the first guy, right? Sivle hashtag sabachwina vinahavnile. And iyahatul inishachwina lest be pseida the kadam zachi. So write a new star. If there's no second guy, then your first guy has the matana. If the second guy comes, he's going to win because his star is dated earlier than the new star that we're writing. But we have to be choshesh that he had this charata. That's the Bryce's case. I just think it's not Gemara. It just doesn't read like a Gemara. So now this is Gemara. So Rav Zvin now asks on the teretz of Rav Abba, who said there's a chiluk between Bari and Shkirmeira. So I'm asking for Rav Zvin, va'idi daitikos katani. The Brisa and the Mishnah both wrote Daitikios. Daitikios, we just said, are Matnos Shchimera. So what are you telling me that the chilik between the Brisa and the Mishnah is one's dealing with a Matnos Shchimera and one's dealing with Matnos Bari? Both the Brisa and the Mishnah are dealing with a Matnos Shchimera. Because it says Daitikios in it. So El Amar Rav Zvid, so Rav Zvid gives another answer. Ha, both the Mishnah and the Brisa are dealing with a case of Bishchimera. We're dealing with a star of a Matnos Shchimera. And why one says tnu you return and one says tnu you don't return? Doesn't even say it. But the diak is tnu return and the other one says tnu you don't return. So lo kasha, ha bay, ha bivrei. The Mishnah which says, when the guy says tnu, you return it, that's talking about bay. That's what the no saint himself says to return it. But the brisa that says lo olam we're not moxir, that's bivrei. That's what the son of the no saint, the yorish of the no saint says so. Okay, so how does that work again? Enter the gaonim again. So masnisin the ka'amar tenu nosnim b'didei. What's the case? The Mishnah is the ka'amar, the nosnim says tenu nosnim, it's b'didei, it's with himself. The e mahadrhu, because if he wanted to be chosen, again, we're dealing with matna shlimera. If he wanted to be chosen for matna shlimera, he can. What's the problem? So what would be the case? The amrina, we say, e nami yahavim ishachrina, if really he truly gave this star, he didn't give a star to the Rishon, and then he gave the matana to the second guy, and when he gave the second guy he was healthy, less like Pseida, and there's no Hefseid, the Kama Obasra, because the second star is dated later. It would belong to him, right? And then Basra Zaki, the Hadr Bei Mikame, because he could have been closer, because if it was a Matnas Shchimera in the first case, he could have been chozer. So he was chozer. So what's the issue? Either he was chozer when he was healthy and it belongs to the second guy, or he was chozer when he wasn't healthy and it still belongs to the first guy because he's allowed to be chozer. That's the matna shlimira. That's allowed. So, but what's the brisa? Ki tani b'brisa, af al pisha shnei emodim lo yaksu lo lezeh lo lezeh. But the brisa says, even if both of them admit, we don't return to either of them. Why? Damrina, we say, dilma, it's a case of the son. Talk about, right, that's bevrei, that's the son. So damrina, we say, this is the chash. We had these, I don't know, this bother these wild chashosh that based in is coming up. We never say we're chashosh, oh, the guy's a Talmid Chacham and he knows the Migo, and therefore he's making the claim. And he's winning because he knows the Migo. But these chashosh, which to be honest, I don't have the mind like that, I didn't think of, these chashosh they're worried about. It just bothers me that they're going through these hoops to have these chashosh. Unless you think these are standard, these are typical, I don't know, maybe you see it more often, I don't know. Ella kikatani bevraisa apapishne modim loyaksel lozeb bevray. That's with his son. What happens? Damrinam, this is what the chash is. Dilma, maybe the son and the guy who the first star was written for did a little knunya here. They did a little trick. What happened? Really, originally, kasav avua lahai. Really, the father wrote a star, matna shlimera, wrote the star for Ruvain. Right? The guy who's written the star. And then the imlach, and then he had charata. Velo yahave nile, and he didn't give it to Ruvain. Ubasar avuhu, and he gave it to the other guy. Ubasar avuhu, and after the father dies, sorry, he didn't give it to him, that's what happened. Ubasar avuhu, then the father dies, and now the son is yorish all the stuff. Right? Because of ihu v'inishachrine. The son now writes a star to Shimon. Right? V'yahavile, and he gave him to Matana, so Shimon owns it. V'hashta kahadime me'ahu. Now the son has charata, he doesn't like Shimon, he wants to get the stuff back from Shimon. How is he going to get it back from Shimon? So he goes to Ruvain, who his father had written a matna shlimera to, but never given it over. The savar, the son says to himself, Mehidar lo matzin adrinabe. I can't be chozer for the matana. It was a matana that gave him a star. I can't be chozer to who? Emalhu, I'll tell Bezin, the Abba Yahabile Lahai, that my father actually gave the star to Ruvain. Vinesvule kasve, and therefore, And the fact that I say this, Beisdim will return the star to Reuven, V'nezil, and me and him will go, V'nafak minei, and we'll take it away from the second guy, we'll take it away from Shimon, to Huzachi, because the Rishon will get it, because he got it first, because he got the star, Matnas Shlimira, before the father died, so once the father died, it would have belonged to him. V'niflog, and then we'll, V'niflog v'adei, and I'll split this stuff that I really sold to Shimon, I'll get it back from Shimon, and I'll split it with Reuven. So Gemara says, Hilkach, therefore, because of the Shash, Beis Din says, Arminan Le, Anan Hak Sava Lo Yehivin Le Lahai. We are not going to return this star to the person who was written on behalf. Because Dilma, now explains it again, Dilma Michtav Kasvi Avua, maybe your father wrote this star, but Miyav Lo Yehavile, but he never gave it to him, V'yahate Atl Inishachrina, and you yourself then gave, after your father's death, you yourself gave it to somebody else, Mikahadartebe, and now you have Charata from that. Rather, if it's really true that your father gave this shtar matana to the first guy, and he was zochet, and you really want that the first guy should have a shtar raya that it belongs to him, zil at hashtag, you go now, ksiv le shtar achrina, go write to this first guy a new shtar, as a matnas bari, and therefore, and he has a raya that belongs to him. I mean, you don't get anything, he has the shtar. The nami lo yahavile avua, because if it's really not true, that your father did not give him the star, and really in the end, your father was chozer and never gave it to him, because and you yourself then wrote the star matana to Shimon, less bepseda, when Shimon comes to claim it, he won't have a hefse, he won't lose anything, because he has a star that's earlier, both of them now matnas bari, he has a star that's earlier than the star that now we're just telling you to give to Reuven, the kamu basra kamazache, because if you have an early star and a later star, by matnas bari, the later star is going to prevail. Okay, I think we'll stop here because the rest just goes all the way to the Mishnah and we're not going to have time to get there. So everybody have a good day.